It was a fun game to watch.
So he'd be sixth in the last 10 years, right?
Among first rounders, where there's that expectation.
The sixth worst pick.
At what point are we cutting it off?
2015 draft up through.
Why, did you find somebody else you think's worse?
I think soon enough, Richardson might be up there.
That one stings for one of my dynasty teams.
Well, you also said Richardson was going to be much better than Kenny.
He gets hurt a lot.
The guy that was purely just drafted on potential nothing else.
You know what? Richardson also just strikes me as one of those guys that if a team was better suited for handling a quarterback had drafted him, I think it might have gone better.
Donnie, you sold me. I think Richardson is a bigger bust than Kenny.
He's got to have a huge year. This is it for him, pretty
much. How about Bryce Young?
I like the way he's trending.
I'm not writing the book on him yet.
I weirdly like the Bryce Young trend line over the last couple games last year.
In the second half of last year.
It looked like they benched him and then they finally went back to him and it looked like a light bulb went on.
I would say as of now he's a bigger bust. He was the number one pick in the draft.
Sure, but he's...
So he's on the list for now, but he has a chance of getting himself off the list.
He played stylistically in a way. The numbers weren't great, but man, you watched him, Pony. I know you did because you watch it all. He made throws that I was like, that's like big boy football.
Yeah, and he had nobody
there
to throw the ball to either.
He's like throwing these little timing routes, these little floaters right into pockets of space. I kind of liked what let me put it this way. If I were a Panthers fan, against all odds, I'd actually kind of be excited about where he's headed going into this year.
And then
year.
I think all the quarterbacks from last year's draft look good. Williams is in a good situation now. Daniels was a stud.
I think
May
May's
looks
gonna
like
be
he's
going to
be awesome. Penix came in last year and was decent. I think he's got a shot. Nick's got the
best.
Broncos to the playoffs.
Nick's got maybe the best break, and I was dead wrong about Peyton.
You know, McCarthy hasn't played yet, but he's also in a great situation. So, yeah, seven guys we have. Lynch, Lance, Rosen, Haskins, Zach Wilson, Richardson, and Young. But you guys think Young and Richardson
can probably get
themselves off the list.
I would feel better about Young, believe it or not, getting himself off the list, too.
I don't think Anthony Richardson is going to be the Colts quarterback this year. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones when it's all said and done.
I'm trying to look at a team that would be like the Rays equivalent of the NFL, that would be quarterback needy to a degree, that would want to go and try to rehab Anthony Richardson's career when it invariably doesn't work out.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, who's out there that, you know who, here, this is going to be a funny one. You guys are going to laugh at me. Can you imagine if he washes out with the Colts, and McVay takes him on as a project in L.A. because Stafford's got a couple more years left?
See, I thought you were going to say Baltimore and have him back up Lamar Jackson.
No.
Stylistically, you'd have the same kind of guy.
I mean, the whole point with him was the big risk was the athleticism was incredible, but so raw and so few starts. Can't you just imagine him getting into the McVay cocoon and he doesn't have to start right away and he can literally just be a backup for at least
a year?
I know,
but I'd say that about a bunch of guys. If Zach Wilson had ended up as Matthew Stafford's backup quarterback, I'd probably be saying
that. But you understand why Richardson and Wilson would be a different thing, even though Wilson's got a great arm. If you put a 6'4", 240-pound tank and just say, the pressure's off, let's get this thing rebooted here, it might work.
I could see that happen in Philadelphia, backing up... Jalen Hurts.
He'd end up taking the job. It would be a perfect move. They would move on from Hurts. He would stop being good. Richardson would become the best quarterback in the league.
I mean, that's
how he wins again.
That's pretty much what he needs. I mean, think, if it was this time last year, we probably would have put Sam Darnold in this category.
Exactly. Yep.
For the record, I still think Sam Darnold's actually not good.
I don't think he's going to be good this year.
Well, I think we're all on the same page there. But, I mean, you see, he gets put under the same little lineage of coaches, and all of a sudden, he's putting up monster numbers.
Did you guys see this? Speaking of offensive-minded coaches, very quickly, Pony, Fake John and Robinson happened to send this along to me. It was an offensive play caller ranking from some analytics site, okay?
Where did Arthur Smith come in?
I'm glad you asked.
I'm going to say 26th.
19th.
Still not good.
Here's where
said it in a way that made me think he was really low.
So Todd Monken was number one, Taylor two, Andy Reid three. This is a weird list. I'm just going to tell you some of the names directly behind Artie Smith at 19.
Go ahead.
Dave Canales at 20. He's better right now than Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Stefanski, if you just said as a play caller, I'd put him ahead of Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Kubiak, how do you feel about him?
Like him.
Brian Callahan,
Okay.
Indifferent. Brian Daboll, I think, suffers from Josh Allen disease, where people say that Josh Allen made him the player that he was, or made him the coach that he was. But those are just a quick
handful.
He
won a playoff game with Daniel Jones, though, Chris.
I know. But it hasn't really worked out otherwise with post-Allen quarterbacks. just the idea that Smith is in the top 20 is wild to me.
As in, you think he got ranked too high?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that seems about right. That sounds like the third bowl of porridge to me.
This is a very head scratching list, though, because Kyle Shanahan is 17.
I'm baffled. I think he's an average offensive coordinator, which is still obviously a big upgrade over what they had with Canada. All right, Mike Tomlin, this has got to be like waking up Christmas morning and mom and dad got drunk on eggnog and forgot to put the presents out because he waits for this day every year, first day in pads, back on backers, and Mother Nature intervened. So they do a walkthrough. Tomlin, moments ago on just feeling like bad weather ruined his life.
Good afternoon. Didn't get what we were looking for today, but such is life in football and life in general.
Pause it, please. Is that not the most like existential, miserable start to a press conference? He just instantly goes to such is life in general. It rained, and I am now in an absolute pit of despair. Yeah. Anyway,
there he goes.
Out of all circumstances, it gave us an opportunity to take it to the gym and work through our walkthrough format, the things that we get done in those scenarios. It's almost always an opportunity to get better, a rep at something, at some level of adjustment, whether it's individually or collectively. And so we went through our script in the gym and got some productive work done. We'll roll the ball out tomorrow, man, and hopefully we'll have more of an environment geared toward what our intentions were. And certainly we're excited about carrying the pass today, but we got to hold off for 24. Questions?
Did you have some antsy people who wanted to get out there on that field?
There's no question. But I'd much rather say woe than sick 'em. And it was appropriate to say woe. We got a lot of water dumped on those fields in a very short period of time. It would have been safe to do it today.
Mike, was turf the option at all or not?
You know, I don't want to start like that, to be honest with you. We'll have ample enough time to develop in the ways that we need to develop. We want to work hard, but we also want to work smart. And the safety concerns are always a component of decision-making from my perspective.
Mike, given some of the weather interference that you've had so far, do you consider varying any of the practice times in the next couple of weeks?
Not as I sit here today. When we look back at the acclimation period, it's just that. It's the acclimation period. And so, you know, today was really the first real day of work, and we had to adjust and adapt today, but I'm not ready to make wholesale changes or even anticipation of making wholesale changes.
Mike Rogers has been a pretty regular participant. Is there a plan for him, or is it kind of day-to-day, see how he's going?
Keep watching. Yeah, we got a plan. You know, my goal is to always give these guys what they need to be ready. Depending on the guy, that may change. When I minimize certain guys based on their experience, all it does is provide an avenue for more reps for someone else. And so, you know, any days I might give Aaron off or reps that I might give him off, it's just an opportunity for a guy like Will Howard to get additional work and aid his developmental process. That's the lens through which I see all of it. You can apply that to another position and other veteran players. I'm going to give, you know, Jalen Ramsey a day or two off in this process, and it's going to be great work for a guy like Dante Kent, for example.
At some point down the road, will you guys be able to use that facility they're building on days like this?
I have no idea what the construction, you know, guideline is for all of that. I hadn't even begun to ask. I know it's not going to be available to us in 2025.
Donnie, what's he talking about there? What's the story there?
Is there a big structure on the site there?
They're building like a new field house of sorts, like kind of up diagonal behind Chuck Noll Field.
For football use or for basketball?
I think it's going to be like a multi-purpose type thing.
We got OSHA to deal with, things of that nature.
I get kind of singularly focused.
Mike, is there any update to Broderick and the outlook for him to return to
practice? He should be out there tomorrow.
Speaking of Ramsey, as camp goes on, what are you learning about him as a person, and how is his personality traits meshing with the collective?
You know, I think it's a little early for that. I know that he's a football lover. He's highly engaged. He's doing a really good job of learning multiple spots. He's a good communicator. I like to develop a relationship between him and Joey Porter Jr., for example. He's a guy that's been through a lot in this game, and he appears willing to share it.
All right, that's enough of Tomlin. We'll get Jeff Hathorn in a few minutes on what they did in the walkthrough, what went on there. Broderick Jones going to practice tomorrow, so whatever that day-to-day injury was, a minor one.
I psychoanalyzed that answer, Pony.
Yep.
he sounded cheery. He didn't sound like, yeah, he's going to practice tomorrow, and can you believe it? This guy has been real stinky early on in camp. That sounded like ebullient Mike Tomlin. Or Broderick is not in the doghouse yet, Mike Tomlin.
He must be encouraged by all the weight he shed.
I've never heard of
the Awaken 180 plan, potentially.
I've never actually heard of a disappointing O-lineman, which he is, and you're not going to hear me running any interference for Broderick, being underweight and being critiqued for it. This is the first time a guy has been too light to play his position.
515, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. It is time for a Hawk report. We need to get a new Hawk sound. Put that on your to-do list. Another small house fire. This one was limited to like the Pittsburgh toilet area of the house.
So what, just the crapper caught on fire and we hit it with an extinguisher?
Donnie, did your old house have a Pittsburgh toilet in it?
We actually did not.
No.
Yeah, neither did mine.
How about you, Jack? You got one, a Pittsburgh toilet? Does he know what a Pittsburgh toilet is?
They do.
Nice.
So there, I've seen ones that are truly like for sociopaths only, that there's not even like a divider up. It's just, hey, see that toilet? You got to take a dump. Your friends are going to watch, pal.
It's right next to a dryer.
Yes, always, always. We did not have one in my house, though. And okay, question.
Go ahead.
Let's say it was partitioned off. You were at a house that had a Pittsburgh potty.
Sure.
But it at least had like a partition so no one could see you.
Uh-huh.
Could you use it?
I could pee in it. I couldn't do the other thing in it. No.
Donnie, look at this guy.
Jeff Hathorn joins us right now from a rain-soaked Latrobe where they were not able to practice. And
Mike Tomlin beat by Doppler, Jeff.
Yeah, take part in Mike Tomlin's opening day, which is practice and pads.
It was Doppler's revenge.
Doppler's going to change its name to Bill Belichick. It's getting one up on Mike Tomlin so often.
Yes.
Jeff.
And he was asked, by the way, about would he consider changing practice times, because right now it's perfect, and well, then you heard the answer.
Yeah. Does your house have a Pittsburgh toilet in it?
We did growing up.
Nice.
Absolutely. Washer and dryer right there. No partition. The room wasn't big enough for one. You just wedged a toilet in there.
Jeff, my grandmother's house that you purchased after one or two other owners had done some renovations, and then you've made it a truly beautiful palace, a manse out there in Hampton, in Glenshaw. She had not a Pittsburgh potty. I don't think it's still in that basement anymore. You guys would have ripped it out, I believe. It was one of the grimier toilet situations I've ever seen, though, in terms of basement bathrooms. Not a Pittsburgh potty, but it had like a sliding door that was not exactly sturdy in front of it.
Yeah, they had renovated that before we got there, yeah.
I'm glad for your sake you didn't have to bear witness.
So is there anything that we can glean from whatever they did?
No.
No, okay.
No. Although, I thought what Tomlin said about, you know, sharing the importance for Roman Wilson and trying to find some kind of role on special teams, that maybe that was a little bit interesting afterwards.
We didn't hear that. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, that was right towards the end. He was asked about, you know, Roman Wilson and how he doesn't really say much and how he's focused. And Tomlin's like, he better be, because this is an extremely important camp for him. Mm. Not that he can't, you know, he mentioned Calvin Austin was a guy who missed a lot of time his first year and has caught up and now is a part of their offense. But he needs to find a position on special teams is basically what Tomlin was saying. And he's actually also been working as a gunner. But obviously there'd been no, you know, full speed reps until you get into a preseason game.
Jeff, Mark Cabali said that Broderick Jones has perfected the Ole blocking technique so far in training camp. Oof. And Chris Adamski went as far as to say he thinks that right now Darnell Washington looks more like a left tackle than Broderick Jones. What is going on with Broderick Jones?
So Broderick came in this year, and his mindset was he wanted to lose some weight, thinking that would make him a little quicker. You know,
did he utilize a tapeworm to do it, Jeff?
It's interesting because you're right. It's not just weight around the middle. He's lost weight everywhere. And the thought process, as he told us, was, listen, that way I can gain weight. As others are worried about camp weight, like I can eat and I can get to where I need to be. And I understand that, but it just, he just doesn't. And to that point, I mean, Broderick looks bigger. I mean, just physically.
You mean Darnell bigger. Looks
Washington
bigger.
Looks bigger.
Or Darnell, I mean, looks bigger than Broderick. And, I mean, he went to most tackles, to be fair. But in this case, noticeably so.
Well, the problem is if he lost the weight to get quicker with the idea that he would put the weight back on, it's kind of a problem to see him getting beat and looking very slow, like his feet are still encased in cement.
And I would say this, Chris, I mean, his feet look good in OTAs and minicamp. Obviously, it's a different scenario, and that's why I really want to see him with the pads. And then he was slowed by that injury, this soft tissue injury. Tomlin said he is going to be available tomorrow, so then we'll finally get an opportunity to see, you know, how he looks against guys that are coming at him full pads.
Jeff, you've watched enough Tomlin pressers and asked enough questions to know that sometimes the tone gives it away how he actually feels. We heard what he said about Jones and the injury and how he thinks he'll practice tomorrow. Does Tomlin seem like a guy, A, concerned already, and B, pissed off already about the way his left tackle looks?
Not yet. Not yet. Is there a little – I think there's a little concern or frustration. I mean, there are times where guys have had insanely legitimate injuries where Tomlin's gotten really ticked off, you know, with the can't make the club in the tub and –
Who
I
are
think
you, Ron Cook?
Frustration.
You forgot a bub in there, Jeff.
No, he wouldn't always use the bub. Sometimes he just go club in the tub. But I think that's where that frustration comes, because he wants to see him out there. And the fact that he dealt with a soft tissue injury early, that got a little under his skin. But I don't look at him like we've all heard it, and I've seen it. A lot of us have. Of that look of, I've just done with this guy, he's not there yet.
Jeff, what happens if Caleb Johnson, when the pads come on, shows that he can pass protect and he can also catch the ball out of the backfield?
Then he could get the most reps at running back this year.
Yeah. Do you think he can do those things?
There has been so much talk, and he has put so much work into pass protection. I wonder if it's even going to just be in his head. I am curious to see how he does it. I mean, he's not small. He's short compared to some other running, especially when you compare him to Najee. Let's see. We haven't seen it here. I mean, not even in, you know, no drills can simulate what he's going to see backs on backers and then opportunities. But even in the 11-on-11 pass protect, guys are going to hold up a little bit because there's no touching the quarterback, but backs on backers, there's nowhere to hide. That's when we're going to see, I mean, how well Jaylen Warren has been working with him. Let's see what he has to offer. If he can do that part of it, I mean, we've seen him do some of the other things to this point.
It just feels like Warren has such a weird advantage there by being so low to the ground that he'd get under somebody's pads and backs on backers and just level them.
And Chris, it's a mentality. Like, he's got this, like...
Is he still keeping the helmet on at all times and never taking it off?
Mentality. He does that most of the time, yes. Mm. Yes. And, I mean, guys will say, oh, I'll take on anybody, but, like, he's serious. He'll take... he doesn't care. He's got a linebacker mentality at running back. You just don't see that very often.
What do we expect from Derek Harmon now that the pads come on, Jeff?
You know, he's been disruptive at times. Can he, you know, again, it's another one of those questions. And you guys probably heard as Tomlin kind of stopped and said, listen, these are a lot of great questions, but we need to see how some of this plays out. I think Harmon's going to be noticeable as a rookie. He's going to be given every opportunity. I mean, he's a starter already.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be noticeable. We've seen, you know, Y.A. Black get his hands up a couple of times and knock down some passes. And that's really the battle. Like, who's 4 and 5 on that defensive line? There is a big need for a 4 and 5 to step up. And who's that going to be here over the next couple of weeks?
How interested or where do you rank in terms of seeing the guy put on the pads again and actually run around and hit? Would you put Cole Holcomb? Like, where in that hierarchy of this is going to be instructive to watch would that guy rank at this point?
Yeah, and I think I think hitting is always going to be there with him. I think that's always been a strength of his. How does he handle all the cuts needed in those scenarios, or when he's engaging in a block? I mean, that's when it's really going to test that knee, which sadly is given out twice on him. I think he could be, I mean, what a luxury to have somebody like healthy to have that there. But I'll say this, I mean, it's been Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson every single snap together. I mean, there have been variations on the defense, but not at middle linebacker.
Jeff, thank you. We appreciate it. We need to get your sound effect back for our next conversation.
You could use that one.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Actually, would be a good one. I wish I could get the... Like, I've never heard a hawk actually make that noise. We've got the one in the backyard that we have to go out now when the little dog, when Lance goes out, he's got a hall monitor with him because there's a hawk just chilling there waiting.
To eat him.
We don't know, though, because the hawk goes after rabbits, and that's where I'm cheering the hawk. And if he goes after my dog, that's when I would try to grab the hawk and rip it limb from limb.
Another round of PM team name game is next.
Oh, no.
Donnie has pulled away and is in first place here.
Oh.
I lost the state capital game the last time
Which
we played.
Which one did I lose? And you, a really bad one, home run derby or something?
You made a fool of yourself. And this segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The beer of the month is the New France Brewing's Carnegie Lager, and it supports the Simmons Center for Interstitial Lung Disease. This segment is called the PM Team Name Game. One of our co-workers wrote two categories down on two separate sheets of paper. Those pieces of paper have been in my pocket all day. I just handed them to intern Jack during the break. He will officiate. Chris Muller will select the first topic. We will go back and forth naming people or things in these categories until somebody gets one wrong. And the first category is...
Pirates who play for the Giants. So former Pirates who also played for the Giants.
So just any player that played for both teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Can Jack find that list?
I have it up on Baseball Reference already.
I was going to say, if you said I already have it up on my phone, that would be
ideal.
Freaky.
That would be.
Well, then that would give away that he was the person.
I already have it. No, I looked at him before.
Okay.
No, that. Yeah, I was going to say that's very plausible that he would have.
All right.
He would have just looked at them like a good producer.
Malzie, you're in last place, so you start.
Thank you, Jason Schmidt.
I know
yes,
that's
he did.
Right.
We just know
there are, there's a ton of these, so it's going to be hard to find immediately. But I'll
can
have
you put it in alphabetical order?
I actually can. Yes. Never mind.
Barry U.S. Savings Bonds.
That's correct.
Why did I go Jason Schmidt first?
Don,
what the hell's wrong with me?
Andrew McCutcheon.
That is correct.
Armando Rios.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, you want to go weird Pirates-Giants trades? I'll give you Matt Morris.
Let's get real weird, pal.
Freddie Sanchez.
Correct.
Am I going to this well way too early? Probably. I believe, though, Benito Santiago.
That is also correct.
Wow, that is a really early well to go to.
Really sicko hours here already.
Moise Salou, we named him earlier in the show.
Correct.
Travis Ishikawa.
Oh! That was my next one.
That is correct.
The last name had just popped into my head.
Hold on.
Guys who played for the Pirates and Giants. We have named 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
There's so many of these, and I'm already clutching up here because I freak out.
5.
Oh, hold on. That's way too early. That's an unbelievable early call by you.
All right, I'm starting the clock over here, Malzie. You have the entire history of both teams, which spans more than 100 years for both clubs.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And you've been waiting here now for over 15 seconds, so I'm not going to give you much longer.
No, I don't deserve
much longer. In fairness to our audience.
You can start the counter at
5, 4, 3, 2.
Kevin Elster. I don't know.
Let's look.
No, it's wrong. I screwed up.
What's
wrong?
Well, there's nobody with the last name.
We would have accepted Kevin Correa.
I know. I just this is where my brain seizes up, and I reveal myself as an idiot.
How about Marlon Byrd?
Yeah. No, thanks, Pony. Keep naming them. You could have named 700.
Ryan Vogel song, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Eat me.
Joey Bart.
Probably a good one.
Mark Melanson.
Yep. How about Brian Reynolds?
I didn't think he played. I don't think he actually played for the Giants.
Look
he was
that
a
up.
Minor league guy. So he was a minor league player. No, he's absolutely a minor league player.
Yeah, no, he definitely. No,
all right. Well, then that would have gotten you would have been wrong with that one too, Malsy. All right.
That sounds a little gratuitous.
Wrong answer for Mals.
Yeah, I just lose all the sports ones.
Second category.
It's probably going to be like songs by They Might Be Giants.
What is it?
It's Adam Sandler movies.
Oh God, we might as well just concede to Donnie now and go home.
All right, who starts?
I guess I will.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore, one.
Correct.
Billy Madison.
Correct.
Happy Gilmore, two.
Correct.
Big Daddy.
Correct.
The Water Boy.
Correct.
Little Nicky.
Correct.
The Longest Yard.
Correct.
What all have we said so far?
I'm Happy Gilmore's 1 and 2, Billy Madison, Big Daddy, The Water Boy, Little Nicky, Longest Yard.
51st Dates.
Damn, that was correct. One of the ones I had in my reserve.
In honor of intern Dom, who one of my good friends texted me and said, man, is that guy annoying today?
That was your mom who said that.
No, it was actually my surgeon, Dr. I won't say his name. Jack and Jill.
Correct.
Yeah, that's his favorite movie. Uncut Gems.
Correct.
I did not know that the guy who directed that was the bad guy in Happy 2 here. But that apparently is one of the two brothers.
Oh, I did not know
that. Yeah, I couldn't figure out who the hell that was.
The Wedding Singer.
Damn it.
Correct.
Grandma's Boy.
Correct.
Grown-Ups.
Correct.
It's Donnie's turn.
Grown-Ups 2.
Crap.
Correct.
Punch Drunk Love.
What? Can you give me a year?
No, it's an Adam Sandler movie. Punch Drunk Love.
It's probably like early 2000s.
Yeah,
it's like
are we sure he's in it?
It's roughly 2005. Punch Drunk Love. He definitely is in
correct.
It.
2002.
I've got a movie in my head, but I don't know if I know the name of it. Oh, no. Oh, crap. I've got two movies in my head, but I don't know if I know either name. What are some bad Adam Sandler movies?
Think he's dogging us here?
No, I'm not.
No, he might not. He might be telling the truth here.
Why? Do you still have like a full catalog of movies over there, in all seriousness?
I have a pretty good list rolling through my head.
Are there like four or five still in the chamber?
Maybe probably more? A good half dozen.
Jeez.
Oh, man, that is...
We are effed, Chris.
God, that is sick freak behavior right
we
there.
We are in deep crap here.
That is... You should be committed.
Oh, man. Is that the name of the movie?
All right.
I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out there.
Five.
Airheads. His first movie. He's in a band.
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go, baby! Live to play another day.
That didn't feel like him gold bricking us.
Steve Buscemi's in that movie. Which, by the way, why didn't Steve Buscemi have a bigger role in Happy Gilmore 2? He's there. He's a great actor, and he's like...
Maybe that's why he's a great actor. He's like, I don't want to be too close to this.
Donnie, back to you. You're trying to pick out which one's the most obscure.
Bad. 8 Crazy Nights.
Correct.
Click.
What the hell's that?
Correct.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Crap.
Yes!
I am screwed.
Yes!
I was really banking on you getting that wrong and it not getting back to me.
Yes!
Because I haven't even been thinking about movies now.
All right, how much time are you giving yourself here? I'll give you 30 seconds because that's probably how much I got to get the Giants.
What if I just tell you what the movie's about?
No. Bull. Bull.
Can I get that, like...
No.
Oh, yeah, an Adam Sandler movie. Oh, it's about Adam Sandler, who has a...
He's got a bunch
wildly
of idiot
hot woman as
yeah.
his cohort.
He's got a bunch of idiot buddies in the movie. They're all kind of in it.
I feel like we've run out of those movies, though.
There's still one relatively big one that I was surprised we haven't said yet.
He's turned out a lot of garbage over the years.
Wait a minute. There's a relatively big one we still haven't...
I would say one that's pretty popular.
What
with the
frig
with
the is people. The name of that basketball movie, Jack? God dang it. What is the name of that movie?
He and I have been both trying to think of it. you've had like 45 seconds here.
Okay. What the heck is his name in that movie? Flick?
Is that your guess?
That's wrong.
Thank God.
It's Hustle.
That's definitely
God
wrong.
Dang,
dude. I was in shambles if he would have gotten one right.
I was surprised none of you guys said Mr. Deeds.
Oh, that's Cavalli's favorite one.
No, Little Nicky's his favorite one. That was said earlier.
God, I did forget that.
I did have like eight still on my list before
Donnie,
Eight Crazy Nights got taken.
What's the 9/11 movie? That's the one
Rain
I want.
Over
Rain
Me.
Over Me.
With Don Cheadle. I had that on there.
Jeez.
Hubie Halloween.
What?
Hubie Halloween.
Anger Management with Jack Nicholson.
I forgot he was in that movie.
That's My Boy.
Wait,
with
QB
Andy
Halloween?
Samberg.
What is
QB
that?
Halloween.
QB Halloween.
That's got to be a truly awful movie.
That's one of his Netflix ones.
QB Halloween.
What's like the one he made in between Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore? There was like a random movie we didn't name, I don't think.
Was it QB Halloween?
Well, he did one. I forget if it was before or after Madison, Bulletproof.
That's
with,
what I was. Damon
Marlon Wayans.
Wait a minute.
The Wayans brothers.
We have somebody who wants to challenge something from Malzi.
What?
I've got two texts that I just looked at here.
What?
That are claiming Sandler wasn't in Grandma's Boy. He was just part of the production company.
I was going to bring that up, but I didn't know.
That's an Adam Sandler movie, though.
No, it's not.
I mean, if you go to his filmography on Wikipedia,
that's not a
it's
movie
listed,
with Adam Sandler.
Because that's one that
Wikipedia
Alan Covert is the star.
Wikipedia lists it as part of his filmography.
Who does he play in the movie?
It's an Adam Sandler
movie.
What are you talking about?
So wait a minute. So is the Godfather of Francis Ford Coppola movie or no?
Isn't it just kind of...
If Matt Damon
isn't
directs...
Isn't it a known fact if we're talking... So if you said, what's your favorite Adam Sandler movie? And I said Grandma's Boy, would count?
I would have said sure.
No freaking way. Come on.
Now, I mean, you guys decide how you want to come down on this because he's not in the movie.
Where were you to pipe up
I don't know
there
how
and
much
say
power
he's not
I
in the movie,
here,
Donnie? I've never seen Grandma's Boy before.
I would say it counts. 100%.
Thank you. Well, our judge got fooled.
This is twice now.
What do you mean I got fooled? It's listed on this list.
This is twice I've gotten screwed by a judge.
It's on his filmography.
The test proctor, we trust him with this responsibility. It's on his filmography.
It is.
Wikipedia's never told a lie.
So if Sarah J. produced a porno and wasn't in it, you could
it's
say that was
Sarah
her best porn?
Sarah J. production.
No friggin' way, dude.
If Lisa
hell out.
If Lisa Ann made a movie but wasn't
Donnie,
in it.
You got to be on my side on this one.
I am on Pony's side here. I would be.
Lindbergh says he isn't in the movie at all. I'm on Pony's side. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't even get as much as like a 5-second
cameo.
So
who are we deciding is going to win here? Am I going to
think we got to throw the results
out? Do we want to go to a playoff between you two?
Yes.
No,
yes.
We'd have to do a whole different category. Jack would have to come up with a whole different category off the top of his head. And hopefully it's a sports game.
Adam Sandler buddies.
I think we just throw the results of this one out.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
And that shocking insofar as it benefits you and hurts me.
No, it doesn't hurt you because you don't lose.
It hurts me because you also don't lose.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do.
No, it's going to be name guys who played for the Mets, Cardinals, and Dodgers for a 5-year span in the 1960s.
How about this? I will keep my mouth shut. You will keep your mouth shut. Donnie will ask Roundtree when he comes in if Grandma's Boy is an Adam Sandler movie. If Josh says yes, you win. If he says no, then we'll say the results of this round don't count. And I will not count it as a
Can
loss
you go
for
get
you.
Him right now? Where is he?
He's here.
How about we bring
like
him in
the
for the hodgepodge?
There you go.